I just created the best social media post today, and I'm really proud of it. And I love that feeling. And that's what I want to talk about on The Smooth Bear on Anchor. Friends, loved ones, people that I just met recently, this is The Smooth Bear on Anchor. I'm thinking about, because there's all these creators here on Anchor, and all these creators, what I love about a new platform like this, or a newer platform, is everybody's really excited to work together and to record stuff and to just create great content. And so I guess for my question of the day is, how do you feel after your broadcast is done and you know you did a great job? You're super proud of it. Call in today. Tell me about how that makes you feel. I want to know how that makes you feel. It makes me feel pretty great. To me, the post that I just made that has got me all fired up on this topic, I made a Musical.ly. Now, I love Musical.ly. I don't know if you guys are using Musical.ly out there, if you're listening, but I think Musical.ly is super fun. There's great comedians, 10-second, 15-second comedians telling just the quickest jokes, and I think it takes a special kind of skill to tell a joke in that short amount of time frame. But today I found a great hashtag kind of game, and everyone's doing the tiptoe dance. And I saw someone else do it, and it made me laugh, and so I participated in it and did it, and it made me laugh doing it. And that's always a sign of a good piece of content, is if it can elicit the reaction out of me after I'm the one who created it, then it's probably pretty good, because like I already knew the punchline before. The best thing is when you can post a piece of content on a platform where you're gonna get a bunch of action right away. Like, I gotta get a little bit of action right away, or it doesn't really seem worth it. If it takes 2 or 3 days for people to enjoy my post, then that's a bummer. Like, that's, I think, probably for me the biggest downside with Facebook, is it takes 3 to 5 days for people to see my post. And that's what I love about Snapchat, about Musical.ly, and really about Anchor, is it's so current. Everything is happening right now, and so people are in there, and you get all your love after a post. You get it right away. You get like that immediate response, and I really like that. It helps me get jazzed on an app when I start getting, you hear like if you're applauding my show today, Thursday, like I'm gonna see that, and I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, that was a good show, people applauded. But if you applaud tomorrow, it's like I'm already making a new show, and it's not like your applause doesn't count, but the momentum isn't there. I need it right away, and I think everybody else is that way too. I hate the feeling of like creative writer's block. That's the worst when I need to create content. So I work in content creation in many ways, so I can't really afford to get creativity blocked. And so sometimes I have to figure out how to like get me into a creative space. And I'll be honest, I have some additives that help me with that, the marijuana, that kind of thing. But also I try to do like kind of mind exercises. So something that I always do when I'm not feeling super creative and I want to be more creative, is I try a different medium of creativity. So for example, this morning I played guitar and sang, and it really got my juices flowing to create my great Musical.ly post, because I really wanted to create something great on Musical.ly, and I needed a different avenue, a different facet. So if you're having trouble writing, try making a video and then come back to the writing, and potentially you'll have unlocked the creative side of your brain.
Let's get creative, creative. I wanna get creative. I forgot to close the show. I forgot to close the show. To close the show.